Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The blessed month of Ramadan has come to an end, but our efforts towards gaining proximity with our Creator, with the Holy Quran, and our journey on the path towards spirituality and taqwa certainly has not come to an end. The question that lingers in most of our minds at this point in time is, well, how can we maintain that same spiritual high and all of those righteous habits that we hopefully gained in Ramadan after the month has ended? Well, first of all, we have to remember that Ramadan was a chance for us all to incorporate new routines in our lives, to create new habits in our lives. And for some of us, it was a chance to initiate big changes in our lives, whether that was praying more regularly, reading the Quran more regularly, giving more charity, controlling our nafs, and protecting our bodies from internalizing harmful or immoral thoughts and content. But the test comes after Ramadan ends, which is to maintain those good habits. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam provides us a simple formula as to how we can approach this. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, "Iklafu min al-amali ma tutiquna fa inna khayr al-amali adwamuhu wa in qalla." It is stated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Take up good deeds only as much as you are able, for the best of deeds is that which is done consistently, even if it is little." So what is being emphasized is that it is not necessarily the quantity or the gravity of good deeds that we perform that is most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. Rather, it is best that we adopt any good deed that we find ease in performing and that we can do consistently and regularly. Now, in Ramadan, we were expected to increase both the quantity and the quality of all acts of worship. This meant that we were praying the Taraweeh prayer, consisting of 20 cycles every single night. Or many of us may have completed the entire Quran within 30 days, and we were increasing the amount of charity and sadaqah that we gave. Some of us may have completely gone offline for the 30 days in hopes to contain a social media addiction. Or some of us may have simply become more conscious and more aware of the things that we said, the things that we saw and listened to on a daily basis during Ramadan. And surely, at the end of the 30 days, we had felt a great refreshment and a spiritual boost in our lives. Now, returning to the question of how we can maintain these great habits and routines, we again refer to the hadith that I mentioned earlier. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants not that we burden ourselves with the impossible, but simply to take up any good deed or deeds that can be realistically performed and performed with ease, so that performing that deed becomes part of our daily and regular routine. For example, maintaining the habit of praying Taraweeh even after Ramadan every night seems almost impossible for some of us. And it may seem like a burden to remain consistent with that for every single day of our lives. But instead, if we simply make sure that we never miss praying the extra nawafil that we can pray after some of our five daily prayers, that seems like an easier or more realistic way to incorporate the praying of extra nawafil. So, for example, we should aim to pray the extra two nafil after the dhuhr prayer. We should always try to pray the awabin after maghrib prayer, the two or more nawafil in isha before the witr prayer, and lastly, to take the time out during the night to pray qiyamul layl. Now, although we may not find it convenient or possible to pray taraweeh every day outside of Ramadan, but by completing these extra nawafil throughout the day, along with the rest of our obligatory prayers, we we are still able to maintain a consistent and doable and realistic habit that we made in Ramadan of increasing the quantity of our ibadah even after the month has ended. Now the same goes for maintaining a consistent routine for reciting the Holy Quran. Many of us may have, with the blessings of the holy month, completed the entire Quran in Ramadan. And you may remember that that meant reading at least close to a juz of the Quran every day to complete it in 30 days. Now, it may have seemed easier to complete the Quran in Ramadan because the month of Ramadan in and of itself was a great motivating factor. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 185, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, that Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed as guidance for humankind. And because in the month of Ramadan, the reward of any one good deed was multiplied by 70. So perhaps these blessings were a motivation for us during Ramadan, and we had prioritized reading the Quran for a good portion of the day over other purposeless activities that we were probably used to doing prior to Ramadan. So the question arises, how can we maintain the constant and regular recitation of the Holy Quran? Again, we should try to recall back to all the times of the day during Ramadan that we used to recite the Quran, whether that was straight after coming home from school or work, whether it was in the evening after Taraweeh prayer, whether it was in the morning after Fajr, or whether it was just a few pages after every Salah. The question we must ask ourselves is that during this time in Ramadan, what became or what was the easiest time of day for us to recite the Quran? Perhaps it was soon after coming home from work or school, or right after one or more of our daily prayers. Now, with that answer in mind, we must really now reflect on what our post-Ramadan days look like. If, for example, usually when we come home from work or school, we eat lunch and dinner, and then we sit right in front of the TV straight after, or we start scrolling on our phones, then we'll know that that is exactly what we must remove from our routines so as to reincorporate that same habit that we had during the month of Ramadan, which was to simply pick up the Holy Quran and read a few pages with the translation after coming home from work or school. So if we can learn to replace our old habits with a new one, but in a way that we find it easy to do, realistic to do, and therefore more sustainable, then inshallah it should become a regular and consistent habit.